So this blessing also is a very great thing. If it had not been for blessing, then all our mothers, sisters and children, or those people who don't understand the Quran, they would have said, why must we read the Quran? We get nothing by reading the Quran if we don't understand, so we're not going to read the Quran. If that was the case, the Tarawis would have disappeared, there would have been no namazes taking place. Allah Ta'ala knew in His wisdom that this was one way of preserving the Holy Quran. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. So this was one way of preservation. That is why Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that even if you read without understanding, you will definitely get sawab. And sawab also is the currency of the hereafter. We will need it when we leave this world. And as a result, we should read as much of the Quran as possible, even if we don't understand. But we must realize that the Quran was not revealed to get sawab only. Otherwise, for sawab, you build a masjid, you get sawab. You care for the widows, orphans and destitutes, you get sawab. Or you say a good word to somebody, you get sawab. And you are good and kind to your parents, you get sawab. There were so many other things for sawab. The Quran was not revealed solely for sawab. The Quran was revealed so that we understand it and so that we practice upon it. Tadabbur and tafakkur, to ponder, to reflect over the ayats of the Holy Quran. There are so many ayats relating to every aspect of our life, and we must ponder over this. We must try and find time to sit in groups to learn and study the Holy Quran, because if we are not going to learn the Holy Quran, then we will not be able to understand what does Allah Ta'ala expect of us. So the Quran was definitely revealed to be understood and to be put into practice. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is reported to have said that man qara al-Quran, the person who recites the Holy Quran, fastazharahu, and then he by hearts it, فَأَحَلَّ حَلَالَهُ وَحَرَّمَ حَرَامَهُ, and then he regards whatever Allah Ta'ala has made halal in the Quran as halal, and whatever Allah Ta'ala has declared as haram, he recognizes it as haram. That is very important. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةِ, Allah Ta'ala will enter him into Jannah, and Allah Ta'ala will accept his intercession on behalf of 10 family members of his who were already supposed to go to hell because of their evil doings. But on the account of this person's learning the Quran, practicing it on it, regarding the halal as halal and haram as haram, Allah Ta'ala blesses these 10 people also from his family. In one hadith it is mentioned that that person who learns the Holy Quran, or the parents of this person who has bi-hearted the Quran, but the condition there is again, وَعَمِلَ بِهَا وَعَمِلَ بِمَا فِي, and he practices on that which is in the Quran. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said that a time will come, there will be a lot of munafiq qaris. There will be a lot of munafiq qaris, means that they will read very beautiful, but in their life you will find no Islam. The only thing you will find is qiraat. That the qiraat will be so beautiful that everybody will shake their head. But if you have to look at their life, then that qari sahab after that will be found in so many places where no Muslim should even go near to. So these are the munafiq qaris that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam refers to. So here the condition is, وَعَمِلَ بِمَا فِي, that he learns by heart the Quran and he practices on what is in the Quran. Then Allah Ta'ala will give his parents a crown of noor, the shine of which will be more than if the sun had come down into the house of somebody.